cram everything we know into about 45 seconds here. So Ubley coming off an 8-2 season last year. They lost some key players in Austin Drake, Josh White, and Jason Kaufman. They have 12 letter winners back. Only three of those saw significant time last year. If last year they were plagued with injuries, with only 18 players on the roster, staying healthy is going to have to be critical for them. On USA's side of ball, this is now under their second, last year was their second year of rebuilding efforts. Jason Beagle is in his fourth season as the head coach for the Patriots. Last year they finished 4-2 in the GTC East. They've been in a position to grab a share of the league title the past 2 years, but have fallen just shy each time. Last year, the Patriots started out red hot by going 4-1 their first five, but dropped their last four games of the season to finish 4-5 overall. They carried the ball for over 200 yards a game on average, led by Brendan Harper. As a sophomore, they only had two seniors on the roster last year. This should come into effect for them this year. This year, they have 10 letter winners coming back. There's 26 players on the team. Jake Beechey, senior quarterback, coming in at 6'2 and 180 pounds. Brendan Harper is now a junior running back. He's listed at a generous 6'1 and 180 pounds.
They're also bringing back, Clark, both of their entire backfield, including McKay Jones and Tim Zoo as well.
And, of course, on the line, Brendan Ballard, first-team All-Conference in 2011. According to the roster, he weighs in at 300 pounds and stands 6'6" above sea level. Not to mention, he's now only a junior.
I expect a lot of big holes from this guy for the USA backfield.
I sure hope so. Head coach Jason Beagle told the Heron Daily Tribune that he feels that their running game is going to be stronger this year and their passing game is going to be improved greatly. Jake Beach was their quarterback last year as a junior and is going to be much more comfortable in the pocket and scrambling this year, in my opinion.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more, Clark.
And Beagle also says that his most prized possession, though, is going to be his offensive line, and I don't blame him with Brendan Ballard on there. All right, both teams are out onto the field. We are ready to go. USA in the navy blue pants, navy blue jerseys with white and red stripes, white lettering, and white helmets with that P on the one right side, Pittsburgh Steelers style. Ubley in the black pants, white jerseys, orange lettering, and black flat black helmets. USA is kicking us off left to right across your radio. Ubley receiving. And the kick is up. It goes down to about the 8-yard line, bounces right into the end zone, and it's going to be a touchback for Ubley. So Ubley's going to start their drive at their own 20-yard line, 80 yards to go for a touchdown. The clock still says 12 minutes. It's 0-0, USA versus Ubley. Ubley's offense coming down to the field right now. Their quarterback, number 2, Nick Sweeney. He's a senior. He stands at 5'9" and 160 pounds. Last year, Austin Drake was their quarterback. Nick Sweeney getting his first few snaps in a game right in front of us.
The beauty about Sweeney, though, is he's much faster. He's going to be able to gain quite a few yards on the ground, I think.
And looks like Ubley coming out in the T offense. Three men in the backfield. Sweeney under center. USA, two defensive backs. Everyone else inside the box. They're at the 20-yard line, moving right to left across your radio. Sweeney, there's the snap. And it stands out to his third man, number 5. That's Kirk Tabosky, the sophomore, 5'9", 165. He moves forward about 2.5 yards. Going to bring up 2nd and 8 for the Bearcats.
Remember that big guy in offense, Ballard, we were talking about?
Yeah, I remember him.
He's already got a tackle, Clark.
Well, that's 1-for-1 for him. It's 2nd and 8 right now on the 22-yard line of Ubley. Bearcat offense trying to get back to what they were last year. The big thing with them last year was their defense. They're coming out of the same formation, three men in the backfield and the T offense. There's a snap. Sweeney hands off to his second man around the left side, gets through a gap and pushes forward for about 5 more yards. On the bottom of the pile, that is number 20. That's David Rutkowski.
Looks like the defensive back there, Brandon Harper, made the tackle there.
And David Rutkowski is 5'9", 140 pounds, and is a senior. Not too bad. All right. So critical 3rd and 3 for the Ubley Bearcats here trying to get this drive going. This is their first set of downs here tonight. 10 minutes and 55 seconds remain in the first quarter. No score at USA. Ubley on the road. Nick Sweeney really talking this over with his team right now. And they're into their set. T formation. And trying to, and there's a flag on the play. Looks like USA trying to get them off. False start, and it may have worked. There's a dead ball right at the beginning, which typically is a false start, and that's exactly what it is. So they're going to push them back 5 yards, and it's now going to be 3rd and 8.
interesting to see, Clark, if they start running away from Big Ballard there. Looks like he's on the left side of the line. Doesn't surprise me there. They're going to try the other side.
I don't blame them. I mean, you look out there, and there's a big old 72 just sticking out of that line. It looks like everyone else is not quite sure where they're from, but on the left side, there's a big 72 out there. Probably took a little extra fabric to make that jersey.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
All right, here comes Ubley. Now 3rd and 8 after a 5-yard false start call on them, moving right to left across the radio. Sweeney under center, 3 men in the backfield to hand off. Or keeps it for himself and back to pass. Sweeney sweeps up to the right, throws it right down the middle of the field to number 30, and it's over the head intended for Curtis Booms. About a yard over his head, incomplete. Good pass protection there by number 88, Dan Rick, tight end and defensive back, a 6'1" senior for USA. So it's going to be a fourth down deep in their own territory for Ubley, and they're bringing out the special teams unit.
Yeah, what a great start for the season on defense for the Patriots.
A good 3-and-out for the Patriots indeed, and here comes the punt team. Number 2, Nick Sweeney, is also their punter. A man of many talents, much like Dave Hansen here, you might recognize him as he's a little bit of a golf pro on a small golf course over the confines of Ubley.
That's right, Clark, but you're a good guy of many talents yourself.
We won't talk about that. Good punt from Nick Sweeney, bounces right at the 43-yard line, takes a neutral bounce straight up in the air, and number 5, Kirk Chabosky, downs it at the 43-yard line for USA.
Good starting field position for the offense.
Yes, indeed. So, USA offense comes out onto the field. Not too many guys switching between offense and defense. That's what I love about football in the thumb. And same with you at Ubley. They only have about 5 guys dressed on the sidelines for Ubley. 2 men are in shorts and just jerseys, no pads. Not quite sure on the backstory there. USA comes out. Looks like Jake Beachy, the quarterback, left to right across your radio, right under center. Same offense, T formation, 3 men in the backfield. On your right side, we have number 16, McKay Jones. In the middle, we have number 25, Tim Zoop. On your left side, that would be number 28, Brandon Harper, the standout from last year, now a junior. This one goes out to number 25, Tim Zoop. He's out for about 8 yards right down the middle on the right hash, and he's going to be down at the into Ubley territory at the 49-yard line. A gain of 8 for the USA, 2nd and 2 coming up.
Well, it's pretty simple, Clark. Run right behind Big Brandon Ballard there.
It makes it pretty simple right there. 9:43 remains in the first quarter. 0-0, USA versus Ubley. USA going left to right across your radio. Jake Beachy and the Patriots now on offense. 2nd and 2 after an 8-yard run from Tim Zoop. Same thing here, except this one's to number 28, Brandon Harper. He pushes to the right, but Ubley all over him. Maybe a gain of 1 on the play.
Number 60, John Bauer, stuffs him at the line.
So it's going to bring up about 3rd and 1.5 yards for USA, right at midfield, about the 49-yard line. Doing the stats tonight, Kylie Kavosky, thank you for her. Trying to get the hang of things over here on my left side. On my right side, Dave Hansen. Here's the pitch. Wrong sport, but whatever. Right goes to Harper, and he pushes forward, gets hit right at the line of scrimmage, then pushes forward for about 3 more yards, and it's going to be good enough for a first down by about 1 yard. And move the chains, another new set of downs for USA. 3-yard gain for Brandon Harper. Seen some drastic improvement from Brandon Harper from last year. Last year, just a little bit of a sophomore. This year, a junior, very much more intelligent. That didn't make sense, speaking of intelligence. And now we have a 1st and 10 for USA, moving left to right across your radio. Same offense, 3 men in the backfield, Beachy under center. Going for the long snap, there it is. It's a handoff to number 16, McKay Jones, and he rolls around the left side, pushes forward for about 2 yards near center midfield, and he's right at the 44-yard line, gain of 2 for McKay Jones.
Looks like number 20, David Rakowski, makes the tackle.
2nd and 8 coming up for USA at the 44-yard line of Ubley. Beautiful night tonight. Current conditions, let's go through them. At USA High School, 76 degrees out there, partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southeast at 6 miles per hour. Chance of rain is only at 10%, visibility 6 miles, and only 60% of humidity. I would say it's a beautiful day for football. There's the snap, goes out to number 27, Seth Gangler. That's a new man on the ball, and he gains about 10 yards. He's out to the 35-yard line at the left hash of Ubley's territory, and it's going to be good enough for a first down.
Kirk Kabotsky stops him on the play.
So USA moving the ball quite well here. full stands on both sides of the field here. It's impressive and good to see that the USA marching band is in full wool uniforms. Good for them. Jake Beachy, there's the snap. Going back to pass on his right side, a little bit of pressure coming, and it's intended for number 16, McKay Jones. Incomplete little misread there, but there is a flag on the play right at the 30-yard line. This could be a little pass interference on the defense.
Number 11, Austin Rothy, putting pressure on the quarterback there.
And that was a pass interference on Ubley. So now that is going to be forward and a shorter field to work for with USA. They're currently on the Ubley 35. They started this drive back in the 49-yard line.